degrees in Nashville. We expect mostly cloudy skies, gradually becoming sunny today with a high in the upper 80s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. A police chase went barreling down the wrong lane on Interstate 40 this weekend, and as a result, seven people, including a Tennessee State Trooper, were injured in a wreck. WKRN reports a Honda SUV was driving east in the westbound lane around 10:30 p.m. when it hit another SUV. The two cars remain on the road. A state trooper had been chasing the Honda. When he caught up, he tried to swerve and miss the cars, but he hit the Honda. The trooper then ran off the road. A Honda driver has been charged with vehicular assault and reckless driving. There were three people in that car. A woman and her two kids were in the other SUV, and everyone sustained injuries. Well, they're pretty rare outside of Nashville's downtown entertainment district, but inside of it, there has been a simmering tension around pedicabs, not the pedal taverns, but the three-wheeled bike taxis. WPLN's Catherine Sweeney gives us the latest.
They might look like bikes, but Nashville's pedicabs aren't allowed in protected bike lanes. Joy Hassler, a local pedicab driver, told a Metro committee that is not common knowledge.
Even last night when I was riding the pedicab, I had four or five trucks tell me to get into the bike lane. I don't think a lot of people understand that we're not allowed to, and so they're kind of forcing us, specifically the big trucks.
On Tuesday, the council will have a third and final vote to change that. One of the authors is Metro Council member Sean Parker. He says that kind of attitude about non-car travelers is pervasive.
People do get like very aggressive about insisting that you be in the bike lane. Sometimes, you know, making physical contact with your bicycle, often screaming, often honking, often throwing things. So this is about safety for pedicab drivers, for the passengers.
He noted the new stadium will have less parking available than the current one, driving up needs for transportation alternatives like pedicabs. Catherine Sweeney, WPLN News.
Well, today is the first day of school for nine Middle Tennessee counties. Others, like Metro Nashville Public Schools, have a little more time. Kids in Nashville go back to class August 11th. And Tennessee's early childhood education system now ranks in the top half of the country, according to a new report from WalletHub. That's a consumer information and personal finance site. Overall, Tennessee's pre-K system ranked 21st. The report considered factors like educational quality, accessibility, and financial support. Tennessee's pre-K programs themselves were considered quite good, ranking 14th in the nation for quality, but it got a middling score in accessibility. And when it comes to financial support, Tennessee is in the bottom 10. That means preschool programs in the state receive fewer public dollars, and parents spend a higher portion of their pay on childcare costs compared to other states. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3 WPLN News.